Galatians chapter 1. Okay. All right, in verse number 11. And I want to tie that in to 2 Corinthians 13:11. You know, we talked about this morning about perverting of the gospel of Christ. And we talked about verse 11 when we talked about Galatians 1. Where he says, but I made known to you, brethren, that the gospel was preached by me is not according to men. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation that which is in Christ Jesus. And I tie that back in, and I like what he read today over 2 Corinthians 13:11, when he said, finally, brethren, right, 21 there, right? Farewell. And then this is what I like, how the Holy Spirit described it, how we should be. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. And then he goes on to say, greet one another with a holy kiss. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Finally, because of the certification that we receive by being in Christ Jesus, look what he says, that caused us to be complete. Because God is not the author of confusion, that we may have comfort because we are one mind. And because of that, brethren, look what he says here, we can live in peace. That is, if you want peace in your life, if you want to be comforted in relationship to the benefits that we all have by being in Christ Jesus, brethren, listen to me. The only way it comes is through the power of the Word of God. So the point that I'm saying, even Paul said it to the church of Galatia, Paul said it to the church of Corinthians, and he says them in all his 13 books, that through understanding of Ephesians 5:17, that is to know, 1 John 5:13, to be transformed, that is why this is so important as we understand what is the will of the Lord. So this is so important when we talk about the seed promise of Genesis 3:15 and Galatians 4:4. So you need to have both of those tied together. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. Because look what we're saying here. Here we are. Here we are. See, here we are as we travel down the 66 books of the Bible. Here we are. We at creation, Genesis 1:1, is where we are right now, right? That is through Adam, through Eden, through the Cain of Abel, through Noah, amen. That is through the patriarchs, that is through the flood, through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. That is to know that that is beginning, the beginning, amen. That is to get to the book of Exodus, that is Mount Sinai through the wilderness, amen, that we see that they were in bondage, that he gave them a calling through the book of Leviticus, amen, to number them, amen. That is that salvation comes here through the book of Joshua, through entering of the promised land, to now we enter into the rulers of the book of the Judges. You see how I'm saying that? See, in relationship to know this, in order to be complete, in order to have comfort, in order to have one mind, amen, that we may have peace in Christ Jesus through what Paul said in Galatians 1, through the power of the Word of God, that is to be justified by the cross, by grace, or by what Jesus did for us in the Garden of Eden. Y'all with me? See, to understand that. And I repeat it one more time. That is, we already went through the beginning. That's the book of Genesis, right? And that's what comprised all of this right here. Am I right? Until Exodus 1 with Moses, there arose a king, did not know what? Joseph, amen. To the point that we go into Mount Sinai through the wilderness, amen. And we see that through the book of Exodus. We see this through the book of Leviticus. We see this through the book of Deuteronomy. Look at the wording here. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, that they were in bondage, that he gave them a law. He called them out through a law, amen, that is to repeat the law again till you get to the book of Joshua to enter into the promised land. Am I right? That gives salvation. That's what Joshua means. It means salvation to the book of Judges now, that is the rulers of the children of Israel. And that's what we're going to see. See, those the things, and I repeat it again, that we need. And that's the reason why, brethren, you should have this sheet in your book. If you don't have this sheet in your book, please see Brother Brown, and he'll get this to you. Because just as I repeat this over and over again, if you don't understand that from the beginning, right behind the word, you're going to understand the cross of Jesus. Amen? How are you going to understand grace? How are you going to understand justification? How are you going to understand? See, all of this here points to Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth the Son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. You got to understand that. That's the reason why you got your book. You might not can't repeat it as I can, but that's all right. But you got in your book, that is, to know that Genesis, the beginning, the Exodus, bondage, Leviticus, the call out, numbering is the numbering of the children of Israel. Deuteronomy, Deuteros, repeating of the law, that is, to the book of Joshua, salvation, enter into the promised land now, Judges, the rulers, amen. We ain't got that far, but we understand those wordings, amen, that fits in to what we're saying here in relationship to scheme of redemption, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So that when we get over here to the book of Genesis, we do know. And these are key words here. Amen. Genesis 3:15, tied back into Galatians 4:4. That seed, enmity, mean ill will or hatred or strife. That is, that as we see the seed traveling from book to book and generation to generation, and what you're going to see is that seed traveling from here, look how it's going to go, all the way down, all the way around, and all the way here until Shiloh come. That Jesus come. Amen. See what I'm saying here? Galatians 4:4, and that's that cross that we talked about over in Galatians 1 this morning in Sunday school that gives us peace, our liberty through grace, through faith, amen, and it all comes about because something that happened way back here. See, all the way back here. But you got to understand what those wording is, that is the word of enmity, seed, bruise, head, and heel in relationship to that seed that was going to come, that be through the seed of a woman that the devil sees and knows it's not going to happen. So that word empty, they mean warfare, hatred, and strife. That is, that the head is the superior one, Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18, amen, and Matthew 28, 18, but the lesser one, the heel, would be the devil, he would be destroyed. And that's what we're going to see. Amen. But you got to understand this in order to understand that. Because if you understand the beginning, how you going to understand the middle? How you going to understand the end? How you going to understand we get in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Jonah, the Judges? How you going to understand that if you don't understand the beginning? Now, I hope you have wrote Genesis chapter 2, 15, 16, 17, that is somewhere on your sheet to stipulate the command. Amen? That is that one command that was given to now. We're going to go into Genesis 12, and what I want to do briefly this morning, look at Genesis 12, Genesis 17, Genesis 49. And by this side, you're going to write the promise, and over here, the fulfillment. You see the promise over here, and it's right there on your sheet, and now it's going to be fulfilled, see, in relationship to all of the above. Amen. That is the creation of the universe of man, the story of man is told, the temptations, chapter 3, the story of Cain and Abel, chapter 4, the genealogy, chapter 5, the flood, chapter 6, the rainbow, chapter 9, Noah's descendants, the Tower of Babel, and then we're going to look at Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, right here, Genesis 12, 17, and 49. You with me? See, that's the whole 50 chapters of the book of Genesis. And what that word mean again, beginning, amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. See, and I'll see it again. But you got to understand this here, that is, you got to understand purpose, you got to understand scheme of redemption, in relationship, understand, and I know you keep saying, I keep flipping and flopping, but this is what I got to do for right now, that you may understand this. Amen. Because if you don't understand this, you're not going to understand that. So when I say the 66, the 39, the 27, amen, if you don't understand this here, brother, you're not going to understand the rest. Amen. That when you go to Galatians chapter 1, when we talked about this morning, when we talked about being deceived, that's the reason why people are being deceived, because they don't understand Ephesians chapter 5, 17, what is the will of the Lord. You with me? So let's go to Genesis chapter 12, and let's look at what we're talking about here. Amen. All right? And let's begin reading in Genesis 12, 3. All right? And we're going to tie that back in. Now on your sheet, you're going to write what's the prophecy and what is the fulfillment. This is prophecy and this is fulfillment in order for the seed to come, but they're going to be hatred and strife through enmity. He's going to try to trample down. He's going to try to crush. And the devil is lying in wait. Amen. But thank God that Jesus is the head. Amen. He's the superior one, signifying the power, the control, and authority. And that is the lesser position. If you got your sheet there, by the word power, right? Romans 1:16. By the word authority, right? Ephesians 1:22-23. Colossians 1:18, I say it again. By the word power, right? Romans 1 and verse number 16, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Romans chapter 1 and 16 to 17, and Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And then right authority, that is Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And then Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18. That is the head of Jesus Christ being the head of the church that destroyed the lesser one and put the devil there. Amen. And get what, y'all? Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things are written aforetime, written for our learning. Anytime we take the seed, it's going to bruise the heel. Did y'all get what I just said? Anytime you take the seed of the word of God, Luke 8:11, amen. And you plant in good soil, Galatians chapter 6, am I right? You're going to bruise the heel. You're going to trample down. Now, he's going to be lying in wait, but we got power. It's called the word of God. Amen. Did I bring it home, y'all? Did y'all see that? See, I'm going to say it one more time for you who missed it. That is, this is what you should be right. Anytime you take the seed of the word of God, Luke 8:11. The seed is the word of God. Every seed produced of its own kind, all right? You're going to bruise the devil. You're going to trample on him, amen, because he is the lesser one, because he has no power, no authority, and no control over the head. And that's Jesus Christ, amen? Am I right? That's reading why. Then you read. He said, be complete, am I right? Be confident, am I right? Be of one mind, amen? And be at peace. See, I like words like that. You know why I like words like that? faith gives me assurance. It gives me comfort to let me know I'm in the world, but I'm not of this world. I got power. See, I've been sealed, Ephesians 4:30. I got a hedge around me. You can't see it, but it's a spiritual head, amen? Can't nobody bother me. Can't nobody protect me. Can't nobody bother me. Amen? You got it too, amen? But you got to have an understanding to understand what is the will of the Lord, amen? Ephesians 5:17, to know 1 John 5:13, that you be transformed, amen? Amen? But see how I brought all that down in relationship to scheme of redemption, that is, that's the old side, and this is grace and truth. Even though this talking about the seed of Jesus coming into the world to redeem mankind, and here we go again, and that's what you're going to see. Y'all with me? See, you're going to see that seed coming all the way around. And we're going to watch it come. Amen. Because in a minute, for the next 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to talk about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph and fulfillment of the seed of Jesus coming that is through temptation, through Cain and Abel, through genealogy, through the flood, through Noah, that is even confusion here, that is through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Amen. Until we get next week into Exodus 1 and that word bondage, and we're going to see another scene of the story is opening. It's like a play. Each chapter is like a scene. And you go from one scene to another, don't you? See, you go to one story to the next story. Isn't that right? See, it's like the beginning of the story, the bondage of the story. Am I right? Till the calling out, see, the numbering of the children of Israel, am I right? To God's grace and mercy. I'm going to repeat it to you one more time. Amen. Why? Because salvation. I've been promised you a land flowing with milk and honey. It's the land of Canaan. Amen. That is, now I'm going to give you rulers. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Okay? Y'all with me? All right. So let's look over to Genesis 12. And I hope you've done that. Sorry, I give them sometimes crooked, but we just all right. So let's go to Genesis 12. Y'all with me? All right. So let's go to Genesis 12 and let's start reading. Well, we're gonna see the promise to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Okay. In Genesis chapter 12, and then what we're gonna do? I'm gonna slow it down a little bit because when you get to Genesis chapter 12, I want you to note Matthew 1:1, Luke 3:34, and Acts 3 and 35. And we're going to go back and look at all of them, okay? All right, because I want you to see it. All right, Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 1, all right? And I hope you brought your Bibles with me this morning. All right? Let's start reading, okay? Genesis 12, 1 and through 3, and then we'll go 18:18. It says, now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your high father's house, to a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, verse 4, this is what I want you to see. Look what Abraham did. Now, one thing about the word, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11 and verse 1. So that substance is God told him what he was going to do, right? So look at verse number 4. What did he do? He departed. There's no way in the world for you not to know the word and not obey it. When you don't obey it, maybe you just don't have understanding. To know that will motivate works to work in your life. So we see God makes a promise to him. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse him who curse you. And in you all the family of the earth shall be blessed. Now, denote 18:18 now. And let's go to 18:18, then we'll go to grace and truth. 18 and chapter 18. Because in 18:18, look what it says. It says, since Abraham shall surely, I'll wait till you get there. All right? And then you can denote all this here, Matthew 1:1, Luke 3:34, and Acts 3:25. It says here, 18:18, y'all there? He said, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all of the nations shall be blessed in him, that is through his seed, that is the seed that was going to come into the world to redeem mankind for the sins of the world that was committed back here in the fall. Amen? By that word fall, you need to underline that word fall right there and write Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15, 16. Because everything hinges upon the fall, even the promise that he makes to Abraham in relationship to what he said here in 18:18, that is understanding what is the will of the Lord. Now, let's go to Matthew 1:1 and let's see the promise coming to reality. Matthew 1:1. All right. Told you that was promised and that which was prophesied. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1 and verse number 1. And I want to begin reading. Now, the book of Matthew is written to a Jewish audience. Okay? And we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get there. But look at Matthew 1:1. All right? And I want you to begin reading that, Matthew 1:1. If you have Matthew 1:1, tie Luke 3:34 by that. Tie in Luke 3:34. Luke 3:34. Now, I know that's more scriptures, but those are what we're going to use. Now, if you got more, add them to your spiritual memoirs. Amen. But right now, we just got, for time's sake, we're just going to tie these in, okay? Now, I know some of you Bible theologians got a whole heap of scriptures you can go with them. But for right now, we ain't got time. But look at what's being said. It said, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of God, the David, and the son of Abraham. And look at number 2. It said, Abraham... Look what it says, begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob and Joseph begat Judah and his brothers. And Judah begat Perez. And what that's simply saying here, brother, when you look at the genealogy of Jesus, that is through the seed of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Now the reason why he didn't say Jacob, he used the word Judah, is because that's the seed through Jesus came through the 12 tribes of Jacob, and Judah was the seed where the seed came through. You with me? See, one of Jacob's 12 sons, but Judah is the one that the seed here that he came from. So if you had to look at it, you look at Abraham, Isaac, Judah, and Joseph. Amen. Because what you're going to see, you're going to see the seed coming from Abraham. Am I right? That is through Isaac, through Judah, and through Jacob. And you can write that in your note there in Matthew 1:1. But it began in Genesis 12:1 and Genesis 18:18 in relationship to shallow come. Now let's go to Luke 3:34 right quick. And let's see what Luke says. Luke 3:34. If you had Luke 3:34, please denote Acts 3:25. Acts 3:25. Luke 3:34. All right, you there? All right. The whole chapter is good to read, but we just don't have time. All right. But here it says the sons of Jacob, the sons of Isaac, the sons of Abraham, the sons of Terah, and the sons of Nahor. If you go to Genesis 5 and read the genealogy, you'll see all this. See, but what, for time's sake, what I'm just trying to show you through a shortcut way, see, that seed promised there in relationship to the seed that will bruise the head, but he's going to destroy the heel, and how it came about in fulfillment of prophecy. Amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. See, and that's the only thing I'm trying to show you. See, now if you want to get more detail, that's great. Genesis 5 will give you more detail. You go to the book of Genesis, it'll give you more detail. You go to the book of Matthew, you go to the book of Luke, it'll give you more detail. But I'm just trying to cover the surface to let you see why it all happened in Galatians 4:4 that we today have Jesus. See, and this is the whole point. When you see this thing right here, see, you know this is why it happened. You know this to be true. Because if it wasn't true, you can't be complete, brother. You can't be confident. You can't be justified. We can't be of one mind. We can't have peace. Because all this comes about, what you read over there in 2 Corinthians 13, see, what you read over there in 2 Corinthians 13, it comes about because of, here it is, the seed. Y'all with me? Y'all getting tired of me flipping pages? Best I can do. You understand what I'm saying? See, and that's what he's talking about. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 3, and let's see Acts 3:25. Because over in Acts 3:25, we see something else. He says here in Acts 3:25, and I'll be tying all that together. From Matthew 1:1, Luke 3:34, to Acts 3:25. We see it, that is, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now we see it again in Acts 3:24. And brother, you're going to see it all through the Bible. For time's sake, we just don't have time. But look what the Bible says, verse 25. You are the sons of the prophets, right? 17 then. You remember? 5, 12, 5, 17. See, if you don't understand what the 5, 12, 5, 17, you don't know what he's talking about. Even though we're under grace and truth, but he still brings us through the Old Testament that we may understand Jesus. You can't see Jesus if you don't understand the prophets. You can't see Jesus if you don't know what is the end of the seed that bruised the head of the hill. You ain't going to know it. That's the reason why, brother, we got so many different churches in the world today. That's the reason why we got so many different denominations in the world today. That's the reason why people not doing the Lord's will because they don't understand what is the Lord's will. Because if you understood what was the Lord's will and understood what we just said just through the seed of Abraham, that is, that came by through the prophets, that I came not to destroy, but I came to fear, brother, you know who Jesus is. Because everything hinges upon a promise. And the immutability of God is that God cannot lie. Amen. So in my mindset, this is what I got engraved. Why do I have engraved it? Because, see, I know it, I understand it, because I know if I don't understand it, I'm not going to understand what the will of the Lord is. And when I understand what the will of the Lord is, then you can fool me. But now you can't fool me. I don't care who you may be. I don't care how much authority you may have in your church. Because I know about his church. Did y'all get that? And because I know that through Abraham, Isaac, Judah, and Joseph, that the seed came, see, I know now, even as we see here in Acts 3:25, look what he says, you are the sons of the prophets. Please denote prophets. Please denote 17. Here we go again, but if you don't know 5:12, 5:17, 39, you don't understand what I'm saying. Amen. And really, you think I'm being redundant. You think I'm being repetitious. Or you think I'm just being one, just like to say, why'd he let it repeat itself over and over? He sounds like a broke record. I'm saying like a broke record is because I beseech you, brethren, that is to know this, to understand, because you ain't going to be complete. Isn't that what you just read? You ain't going to be complete. And when you ain't complete, you ain't going to get no comfort. Because your seed ain't working. And when your seed ain't working, brother, you ain't going to be transformed. You with me? So he says here, let me go again. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant. See, write 39 there. See, which God made with our fathers. Now, write Deuteronomy 5 there. All right? And we're going to go back there right a minute. Saying to Abraham, look what he says. Read that, Brother Frazier. And what? And in your, look what you see here, brother, in your seed. Amen. Now, that later became the seed of Jesus. Through the seed of Abraham, under the covenant, through prophecy, amen, of our fathers. You with me? Am I right? See, and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be what? If you want to be blessed, folks, you got to be a part of the remnant. You with me? See, everybody want to be blessed, but everybody don't want Jesus. Everybody don't want to be a part of his church. Anybody think any church will do, attend the church of your choice. That ain't what it's saying here. There ain't never been but one family, and that's the family of God. Amen. And that's through the seed that came about through prophets of the 17 books under the covenant. Amen. Now go to Deuteronomy. Hold your spot right there, and I'm going to prove it to you. In Deuteronomy, Deuteros, y'all remember that? That he repeated the law again? Y'all with me? All right, now come on. Hello. Deuteronomy 5. I want to start reading about verse number 1. All right? And I want you to see, because I want to tie that back to what he said here in Matthew 3:24, when he talks about you are the sons of the prophets, right? And of the covenant which God made with our fathers. What father is he talking about? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Under the patriarchal age, am I right? See, the Pentateuch, you remember I told you that word? Am I right? Amen. So when you go to Deuteronomy 5:1, that's the reason why you got to know. Blessed, beginning, bondage, numbering, a call out to repeating of the law. Am I, man? Am I right? So that you can know what salvation is. Now you're going to be ruled through judges. Am I right? So when you go to Deuteronomy 5:1, look what he says. See, he says the same thing. He said, and Moses called all of Israel. Why did he call Israel? Because Jacob's name, we're going to see, would change from Jacob to Israel. And said unto them, who is them? Israel. He ain't talking to you. Because you ain't Israel. Amen? He said, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I, Moses, speak in your is, who is? Israel. Today. Not 2013 when he's talking to them. Y'all with me? When he's talking to them. Right here. This period right here. That's what we talking about right here. This is the period he's talking about right here. Y'all see that? See? He ain't talking about all the way past this part. He's talking about this covenant. See, that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Judah. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. See, you got your sheet. This is what you underline right here. Don't go no further right here. Because he's not talking to these people. He's talking to these people. Because this is where the covenant was made. With our fathers. You with me? Y'all understand that? That's what the book of Genesis is. Amen. Y'all with me? If you don't. Shake your head. You don't understand? All right? So go back to what he's saying here. He said, hear, Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. And look at verse 2. He said, the Lord our God made a covenant with us. Where? In Horeb, not Birmingham, Alabama. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here alive, here today, all of us who are alive. Come on. I said it wrong. He's not talking about here, he's talking about over here. I said it wrong. You with me? You with me? And that's what he's talking about. He's talking about the covenant of the law of Moses. See, he didn't make the covenant with these people back here. Over here. Past Moses and on back. But not Jacob, not Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Y'all with me? Say that wrong. Okay? Y'all with me? And that's what he's saying back over here to Genesis 3, Acts 3 and 25. When he said, you are the sons of the prophet of the covenant which God made with our father, saying to Abraham, and in your seed shall all nations of Israel be blessed. But that's in fulfillment of Genesis 12:1 and Genesis 18 and verse 18. Now, let's go a little bit further. Let's go to Genesis 17. And we're going to try to wrap this up. All right? Y'all with me? And let me explain that one more time. There are three periods of time, right? You got 27 over here, right? 39 over here, right? And you got 27 over here, am I right? See, so you got different periods of time. That is the patriarchal age, the law of Moses and grace and truth. See, what he's talking about, he made this covenant with Abraham, but he didn't make it with our father. He made us where? In Horeb. See, in relationship to not to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, but us who are alive this day where? In Horeb. See, and that would come about right here after the law was given by Moses on Mount Sinai. Okay? All right. Got that? See, I said it wrong, and I want to clear it up because he's talking about two different things. One, the covenant he made through the seed of Abraham. That's one he made. That in our nations shall all, and in our seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Then he made another covenant with them on Horeb in relationship to the law, which was a written law. The covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph was a covenant which was an oral law. See, and that's the point that I want you to see. See, he made one on Horeb, and then he made one in Genesis 12:1 and Genesis 18, and that's the promise through Abraham that it was sanctioned by the prophets. See, because everything that he said was prophesied by the 17 books of prophecy in relationship to Shiloh coming. Y'all got that? Okay. See, I want you to see that. You understand that? Everybody understand that? Because I want to move on. If you don't see it, when we start getting further, you're not going to understand it. As much as in my mind, I even tripped up. You understand what I'm saying? But it's so much that go through your head, and when you're trying to explain this here, the human element, things slip. But thank God it came back. Amen. Y'all with me? All right. Now, let's go to Genesis 17 very quickly, because I got about 6 minutes, and we're going to wrap this up. All right? And then next week, we'll look at Exodus. Genesis 17 and verse 19. All right, 17:19, and we know the story with Abraham, verse 1, being 99 years old. And the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations, in fulfillment of Genesis 12:1 and 18:18. Look at verse 7. He said, I will establish my covenant between me and your descendants after you and that generation. for an everlasting covenant, amen, to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I'll give to you and your descendants after you the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generation. Now, I continue to read on and on and on and on and on, but it still hinges on one thing, brethren, that is the seed promise that was going to come from generation to generation. From generation to generation. That is, you're going to see that seed traveling from generation to generation until Shiloh comes. And that's what we're going to see. Amen. You're going to see it through the 39, and you're going to see it through the 27. Until finally, John 1:17, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In fulfillment of prophecy. Is that right? See, and understanding what is the will of the Lord. So when you get to about verse 19, that is, see, Sarah, who's going to go against God and laugh at God, going to try to work for God by giving Abraham Hagar. You remember the story? And they say Hagar was fine. If I had to bring it in today's language. And when Sarah told Abraham to go lie with her handmaid, Abraham said, okay, that's what you want. I'm just paraphrasing. But a child was born. Ishmael. But see, the seed couldn't go through Ishmael because, see, descendancy was to go through the promise to Abraham and Sarah. Not through Abraham and Sarah. Abraham and Hagar. Okay? So when you go to verse number 9, look what's being said. So, what do you say? 18:19. He said, and Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And then God said, no. Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son. And you shall call his name Isaac. You see how explicit God is. See, if God can be this explicit in the Old Testament, what you think, what give folks the right to change God's word today? If God give you instructions on how he wants things done, what make you think you can do what you want to do today? Amen. He said, then God said, no, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his descendants after him. Why? In fulfillment of the seed promise. Amen. Y'all with me? I wish I had me a clicker. But I don't. But this is going to do. Y'all with me? That is the seed promise in relationship to generation to generation. Now, let's go to Matthew again. Let's see that again. And by 18:19, write Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1 through 3. I just want you to write that, and then I want you to see it. Because in Matthew chapter 1, we see the genealogy again. All right? In relationship to fulfillment of Genesis chapter 17, verse 18 and 19. And by 19, just type in 18. Just put 18 in your notes. Okay? Because it says over here again, in the book of generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, son of Abraham, Abraham begot Isaac. How you know that? Because that's what it said in Genesis 17, 18, 19, right? And that what you're going to put that in your note? In your Bible? Amen. You're going to write that right in your Bible. Amen. Y'all with me? And fulfillment of prophecy for generations to come. In order for the seed to come that the head may destroy the heel. Amen. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judah and his brethren. Amen. In fulfillment of 17 books of prophecy. Amen. In order for the covenant to be well established from generation to generation. Y'all bored? Sitting next to somebody going to sleep, hit them like that. Because they're going to need it. I'm telling you, you're going to need it. Amen. Amen. Now, look at the last one. Let's go to Genesis 49. There's much more in there, Brother Freddie, but we just don't have time. We don't have time. 49 and 10. If we had time, we'd be here at midnight. Amen. Because see, Genesis 49:10, all right? See, in fulfillment of Isaac having Jacob, Jacob having 12 tribes of Israel, am I right? Jesus be born under Judah, all right? And that's what he's talking about in Genesis 49:10, when he said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. And by that word scepter, write Numbers 24:17. Write Deuteronomy 18:15. All right. Write Psalms 2:6-9. I'll give them to you one more time. And Psalms 60 and 7. That is, by that word scepter, write Numbers 24:17. Write Deuteronomy 18:15. You already read that. We studied the Deuteros. Amen. Then you're going to write Psalms 2:6-9, the books of encouragement, and Psalms 60 and 7. And one more, Joshua 18:1. You already read that this week, right? All right? So he said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from beginning his feet until Shiloh comes. And to him shall be the obedience of the people. And so what that's simply saying, brethren, is this here. In fulfillment of what he told Abraham, that in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, what he told what? Isaac, not through the seed of Abraham and Hagar, but through the seed of Abraham and Sarah, a son would be given, and his name would be Isaac, right? And then Isaac had 12 sons, right? And then the fourth son is through the son of Judah, amen, that Jesus would come in order to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. Huh? Isaac had Jacob and Esau, but I didn't want to talk about Esau. I just want to talk about Jacob. We know he had to. I know how to birthright and all that. Can't get into all that. Amen. Because see, I want you to see that. I mean, you need to see it, but I want you to see that seed. That's what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? I know Jacob. I know that. You know that. I know he tricked him out of birthright and all that. I know he was greedy, a big old red man. I know all that. And I'm not going to get into all that. Because see, what I want you to see, I just want us to see scepter. I want you to see generations to come. I want you to see the seed. I want you to see it traveling. That's all I want you to see. Because see, I can't cover everything. Because 50 chapters. Look, it's 50 chapters. I can't cover it all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to cover it all. That's the reason why you read it. Didn't you read it? Amen. Amen. You know the READ, don't you? Now, if you ain't read it, I'll give you a private lesson for $25 an hour. I ain't even said that. But go back and read it. Because, see, you're missing a lot. See, he's trying to get into Esau. He's trying to get into all that. I can go on a whole lot of it. Amen. I get into Joseph, how the brothers sold him, had a beautiful coat. Am I right? At least you got a dress on, look like that beautiful coat. It's beautiful. Oh, many colors. Beautiful. Amen. But see, we ain't got time. The only thing I'm trying to get you to see, brethren, and on time, and we're going to do it through every book. We're going to do it through Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. we're just going to watch that seed. Amen. Because see, when you see that seed coming and you understand how, why it came and how it came, then you're going to appreciate the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Because you're going to understand. Because see, you already know the promise that in thy seed shall all nations, your name going to be blessed. See, you already saw that. See, you saw it through Isaac. Am I right? Not Ishmael. No, I'm getting to Ishmael. You can get to Ishmael today. That's the reason why they fighting like they crazy over there. Because they're descendants of Ishmael. That's who they are. They became Islams. Go back and look at history. They're around, they fighting right now. I don't care how much President Obama bombed. They're still going to be fighting. That's history, am I right? Go back and look at the genealogy. They're not descendants of the seed. But they're descendants of Ishmael. Because you know what happened? After Abraham did lay with Hagar, see, Sarah woke up. Uh-oh, what have I done? She made Abraham put her out. Put out in the dump. Don't have nothing else to do with her no more. She the one did it. Go back and read it. So I ain't got time to go on all that. Amen. So I can go back and tell you some stories, man, about the Bible, and us black folk got a lot to do with it. Moses' wife, David, Solomon, Queen of Sheba. We're going to look at all that. That was us. But it made no difference to us. It's all part of the seed. Because in God, there ain't no black and there ain't no white. Amen. Am I right? A lot of folks don't know that David was a black man. A lot of people don't know that. But see, you got to go back and look at the genealogy. You got to go back and look at the region where all that stuff was. See, I can't get in all that. Y'all already mad at him for preaching too long. Amen. You think I'm flipping shots? Nah. But I go to all of it. I have my tissues up here. I get confused. You understand what I'm saying? The only thing that I want us to see is through Abraham, Isaac, and the scepter, see, shall not depart from Judah. Amen. And fulfillment of the promise through Isaac, through Abraham, in order for Shiloh to come. But it came through Abraham, Isaac, Judah, Joseph, to Moses, through the 50 chapters of the book of Genesis. Y'all got that? Now, next week we're going to bondage. Exodus. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. All right? But from now on, we'll be covering maybe Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. But we're not going to spend. But what I'm going to do show you is watch that seed. Because see, the only thing I want you to see is the scepter coming. How it going to come and why it did come. So Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son under the law. Now, you type in Matthew 1, 2, and 3. We already went there, so you saw that, okay? Y'all with me? You got to have a book. Amen. To understand that, okay? Y'all with me? Okay. There'll be one here today for anyone to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you need to respond to the invitation, come right now as we stand there, we sing.